Ziegler calling you?
Yeah.
Thank you. There you are.
Hello, Ron.
Yes, sir. I talked to Bob.
Yeah.
I told him that your decision was to ask for the resignation. And you had, you know, talked to Rogers and thought this through for now 3 weeks. You feel that leave of absence would be detrimental to them and to the presidency. And that you intended to ask them for the resignations. And he said, I told him that you recognize that their lawyers don't agree with this approach, and that they don't agree with this approach, but the president feels clear in his mind now that this must be done, and that's what he wants. And Bob said, fine. He understands. He feels it's wrong decision, but he will abide by it. And in terms of John, he said, I think John is going to be more difficult in accepting this. And I said, I believe the president recognizes that, but is prepared to stand by his decision. And Bob said, I'll do what I can with John.
Good. Big man.
He sure is.
Big man. You think, in other words, he's going to go talk to John, I presume?
We'll talk to him on the helicopter. Point is, I told him that was your decision, and Bob said, I understand the decision, and I read him that part about, you know, we've considered a leave of absence, but do not want to create a period of uncertainty, so he asked me to put down some thoughts as to what he should say in a voluntary resignation letter.
Yeah.
And what your response to him.
And that you, Mr. President, I mean, we have discussed that we have considered the possibility at your suggestion of a leave of absence during this period, but we believe that this... this would create a hiatus, and there cannot be a hiatus, and whether there's any uncertainty because of our not knowing how long these hearings will go on, and we want to return only not only cleared of any illegal activity, but also of any improper activity,
right.
And we realize that the time is involved. We are
right.
confident that we will be,
mm-hmm.
but in the meantime, we feel that it is important that. The work go ahead and the duties, rather than till a successor do it, the duties that we have been performing, that you must have worked out. We will of course be available as long as is necessary to work out a transition of to those who assume the responsibilities that we have been undertaking in your behalf. I don't know what the hell you do about. You know, the one problem, it's a real one for John particularly, is what the hell do you do for money for them in this period, Ron? What the hell do you do about that? You know, they haven't got any money. But they haven't. I mean, that's why the leave appealed to John particularly. Well, it didn't appeal. Nothing appealed, but...
Well, I think that in terms of money there, I'm sure that there's a way to...
How? Friends?
Friends to... To advance them money.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.